This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Today is the last day for Coloradans to turn in their ballots for this year's election. Vote centers and drop boxes will be open until 7 tonight. As of noon, nearly a million people had voted, according to the Secretary of State's office. That's about a quarter of registered voters. So far, unaffiliated voters have turned in about 35% of the ballots, with the rest closely split between Republicans and Democrats. Turnout in off-year elections like this generally lags well behind midterms and presidential years. A new public health rule meant to help hospitals manage capacity will let facilities transfer patients even if they object. CPR's John Daly says hospitalizations are down compared to last year, but health workers face new challenges.
We had more than 600 more people hospitalized with COVID in early December, so almost a year ago, and probably even greater worries about capacity. And we didn't have any vaccines. You know, now doctors are treating patients for all the normal things like replacing joints or heart issues or trauma on top of COVID-19, right? And this time, though, it's particularly frustrating to healthcare workers and the governor and others because it's entirely 100% avoidable. And in a lot of places, half of the eligible residents have chosen not to get vaccinated.
CPR's John Daly. Cottonwood Pass is now closed for the winter. The closure typically runs through May. Independence Pass and the road to the top of Mount Evans have also closed for the season. This is CPR News. The time is 4:06.